Ever imagine like dedicating your entire life to a single sports team?
Oh, wow.
Like seriously, all in.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to deep dive into itch.
Okay.
This book is about a football fan. And he takes his love for his hometown team to like
Yeah.
a whole other level.
Right.
We're not just talking about like cheering from the sidelines.
Right.
This guy hitchhikes across the British Isles for football.
Wow, that's dedication.
Oh yeah, and he like experiences everything
Okay.
from hooligans to like the thrill of his team becoming champions.
Like the whole spectrum of British football culture.
Exactly, it's all in there.
Really fascinating.
Yeah, so what's really interesting to me
Yeah.
is the book talks about this like road to Damascus moment
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
where he just becomes like a full-blown
Yeah,
fanatic.
like a switch
Yeah, it's
slips.
sudden and like everything changes.
It's like those moments, you know, when you discover a band or a book
Yeah.
and it just consumes you.
Absolutely, and that's what happens to him with football.
What do you think sparked that for him?
Well, the author describes it as like a visceral reaction,
Okay.
almost like falling in love.
Yeah.
It's the sights, the sounds, the energy of the crowd.
Right.
It's like hits him all at
So
once.
it's like an emotional experience, not just about the sport.
Yeah, it's deep,
Right. It's that sense of belonging to your
finding.
tribe.
And once he's in, he goes all in.
Like how?
We're talking hitchhiking all over Britain.
Wow.
He even says, like, battering in Brighton, marooned on motorway service stations.
So he's really roughing it.
Oh, yeah. He's enduring discomfort, uncertainty, even danger.
To follow his team.
Yeah. And it really paints this picture of British football back then.
Yeah, like the 70s and 80s,
Totally.
which was a completely different scene.
Way different.
Hooliganism was rampant back
Yeah.
then.
Basically, organized groups of fans,
Causing trouble.
causing trouble. Yeah. Violent
It
vandalism.
was dangerous.
Yeah. But the book captures that atmosphere.
The lengths people would go to.
It's wild.
It is.
But even the most hardcore fan has to make compromises, right?
True.
So the book talks about this girlfriend he has,
Okay.
and she eventually gives him an ultimatum.
Wow. Her or the open road?
Exactly.
That's a tough one.
It's a huge turning point for him.
And it's interesting because this happens right when the team changes, too.
What do you mean?
A wealthy steel magnate comes in, invests a ton of money.
It transforms the team.
Exactly. They go from like the struggling nobody team
Right.
to a powerhouse. They end up winning the English Premier League.
Which is like,
Top tier professional football in England.
wow, the biggest stage.
Yeah, it raises some questions about money in sports, you know?
How it can change everything.
Exactly, destinies are altered.
And it's like a fairy tale. They win the Premier League, and
Amazing.
then they snag another major trophy on top of that.
Wow, what a ride.
It must have been electric for the fans.
Oh, totally. He talks about the euphoria,
Yeah.
the sense of pride and validation, you know,
They were the underdog,
for years.
and then suddenly champions.
It's a powerful shared experience.
It really is.
It brings communities together.
Yeah, and through all this, the fans' dedication never wavers.
Really?
He even walks to an away game at one point.
No way.
Yeah, it's like hitchhiking was just the warm-up.
That's serious commitment.
Right, it shows his loyalty and connection to the team.
Despite all the changes.
Yeah, his passion never fades.
Powerful stuff.
So we've got this incredible dedication,
Yeah.
a raw look at British football culture, and this amazing underdog story.
It really makes you think
It does.
about your own passions, you know?
What are we devoted to?
Yeah, and what would we do for the things we love?
This sounds interesting to you.
Definitely check out Itch.
It's a wild ride through the
And
world of football.
a testament to the power of fandom.
You won't regret it.
I promise.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.